Okay. Now, shit, wait. So we beat Missouri, and they were number one, but what I want to know, Stuart, is what's basketball? I mean, gee, that...
I can only get a red card to put on this...
Oh, wait. Now, what's this? And next on the agenda here, the Nebraska Panhandle. Well, what do they want?
We have the situation out west, Governor.
Yeah.
I've been looking at the map.
Uh-huh.
You know, a lot of these roads, they're green, and then there's some red ones.
Yeah. Well, what is it that those people want out there? I mean, they want to what?
They want to get out.
Get out?
They feel stuck. See, there's this. It's attached to the rest of the state. They just.
Oh, they're part of the state.
Yeah.
They want to secede.
Yeah.
Join Wyoming.
Basically, that's what they want to do. Secede from.
So they can
Nebraska.
So they can become the Wyoming Panhandle. Don't they realize me, Governor Tejon, cares about them deeply?
Yeah.
Where are they on the map? Oh,
yeah,
way out.
Here,
gee, I've never.
Oh,
boy, this would.
I'm sorry. I have
this could wreck our postcard industry.
This is Montana.
I mean, you know, if they leave...
There's nobody in Montana.
There's no... Now, find Wyoming. Where's
Wyoming?
I mean, they realize if they secede, of course, Stuart, there's no more big red tickets for them. That's it.
I'm sorry. This goes right from half of Washington
into Mexico.
Maybe
we should call out the Nebraska National Guard.
Things are missing.
Hmm. Do I command the National Guard?
You're the... governor and chief?
Get my enemies list. You got it? Go ahead. It's in the file, I think. Okay. What do you mean, Sissy?
I'll be right back.
What are we going to do with a postcard? Okay. Yes, I just wanted to reassure you that me, Governor Tejon of the state of Nebraska, we care about your city, Omaha, and we know everything that's going on there. Yeah, thank you. I'll get back to you, Mayor Coyle. Yeah. Okay. Right. Stuart! Stuart, come on in here, would you? Stuart? My aide de camp.
How you doing?
How's it going? Here, have it.
Oh, that new secretary.
Let's get down to business, shall we?
Dress.
I've got a problem, Stuart. It's a big problem. It's something I've wanted since I was a small boy, you know, just one of the common folk, like I still am. Right?
Right.
Right, sir.
Saw you out there building this.
Salute a little quicker next time, huh? Yes, when I say I'm one of the common people, I want that salute a lot snappier.
One of the common people, sir.
Okay. And like many of the common people, I want a state park named after me. State Park, the Governor Tejon State Park. Okay.
I know there's a Prince Rainier State Park in Washington.
Yeah, he's got a mountain.
Yeah, that's right.
And a movie star. He married. That's true enough. But now, are there any parks that they could name after?
There's that one in Louisville.
Louisville. Oh, Churchill Downs, where the horses run.
In Nebraska. There are no horses.
Oh, I know my state well. Yes, Louisville.
It's on the Platte River. And there's this contest to name the park.
A contest.
If you could name the park. Somehow.
Well, let's just
enter that name
it. Governor Tejon State Park.
State Park!
Right!
I'm still calling it State
That's
Park!
It.
That's it!
Stuart, I'm glad. Salute a little quicker, right?
Okay.
Now we got another problem. Re-election. I'm going to have to win re-election if that name's going to stick to that State Park.
We have a contribution came in already, sir.
Really?
Constituents are responding to
you. Am I running for re-election?
I saw something on TV. I think it was you.
You did?
You were
it was
on,
me?
Yeah,
I said I was running?
You said. Here we go again.
Well, then, Governor Tejon, I
The balloon girl of Nebraska City sent in $5. She said she sold a lot of, we'll keep that.
Never mind. Okay, any corrupt corporations sent any in yet?
No, sir. There are no corrupt corporations in Nebraska.
Boy, see if I approve that hamburger slurry pipeline, then. I'll tell you. Hey, here's an idea. This will win me a lot of election votes. How about you make me a little statuette of me into a bourbon bottle? Huh? I could be in a football jersey, see? And doing a straight arm.
They're not using those Muffler Queen statues anymore. Maybe the Muffler Queen.
I got to win because I'm one of the common people. I'm a common person. The blue and the what? I'll remember those words one of these days. I better. Miss Johnson, send in my aide, Stuart. Yes, Stuart, come in here. Come in here.
Hello, Governor Tejon.
Yeah. Well, did you find out, Stuart?
It took some doing, Governor, but I found out you are the governor of the state of Nebraska.
I am?
You are. I asked girl mayor down in Lincoln.
That explains the house, then, and all the patrolmen who follow me wherever I go.
The signs, welcome to Nebraska.
I thought I was in trouble. Yes, Ms. Smithson, and sign that the Honorable Governor Tahone of Nebraska, governor thereof. And, like, well, you know the grant. Send Stuart. Stuart, come in here. Stuart, get in here, will you? Stuart. My aide-de-camp, Stuart, have a chair.
Thank you, Governor.
Got important stuff today.
You know, you can't get any sound when you whistle into a can.
Yeah. Gee, unicameral meeting or anything?
No.
No? Do I have any meetings today?
I don't know. I don't think so. I'll look. I don't know.
Anybody want me, Governor Tahone, to sign anything?
I can juggle telephone. No, they don't.
Nothing to do? Governor of Nebraska, nothing to do.
A little bit of dust on his coffee cup. You cut down.
So when's the football season going to start again, anyway?
It's happen. It's
can't we get
happen
another
team?
A summer know league? Couldn't the boys get together? I've been sitting in front of my TV for weeks.
This is Nestor Neat with the Nestor Neat News on the Nestor Neat News Network. Our headline story, fish have taken over the Rocky Mountain National Park. They're demanding the release of what they call all political pets being held in U.S. aquariums, and they demand a flooding of the continent of North America so they won't die. Other headlines, Congress goes swimming. The Play-Doh Corporation charged with operating a non-toxic chemical dump. And trained dolphins go berserk at Florida's SeaWorld. Hundreds of tourists forced to swim in circles and jump through hoops. That's the news. I'm Nestor Neat with the Nestor Neat News on the Nestor Neat News Network. This is Nestor Neat with the Nestor Neat News on the Nestor Neat News Network. Our feature story, the Westroad Shopping Center is really a giant bowl of prehistoric petrified crustaceans from outer space. According to those guys who know about stuff like that, those, what do you call them, scientists, yes, they confirm that anyone can believe that. Who wants to? In other news headlines, Gerald Ford arrives in Cleveland, but why? Mayor Boyle promises to become funnier as time goes by. And finally, Oklahoma has declared a new established state religion. Hollywood Squares, no comment from Pope Peter Marshall. I'm Nestor Neat with the Nestor Neat News on the Nestor Neat News Network. I'm Nestor Neat on the Nestor Neat News Network with a Nestor Neat News editorial. Well, national news has been full of it lately. Nancy Reagan wears expensive dresses. So what? What business is it of the press? So she wears fancy designer expensive dresses. Big deal. She's a girl. You don't want Ronnie to wear them, do you? That would be silly. Let Nancy wear the dresses. Let the president wear the shoes. This has been Nestor Neat with a Nestor Neat News editorial on the Nestor Neat News Network.
Mike's Pothole Hotline. What a great idea. Boy, it's going to get me votes all over Nebraska. We'll have the whole thing annexed by the next election. People calling in from all over the state. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
Is this Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline?
This is Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
You gotta help me. My family's disappeared. There's this big hole in the street right outside, and the kids. Well, we noticed them missing about 3 days ago when they didn't show up to watch the Dukes of Hazzard, and we just haven't. And then my wife went out looking for them yesterday, and she hadn't come back. And I'm worried. It's a big, big hole.
They're in the pothole, you say?
I don't know if it's a pothole or not, but there's all sorts of weird noises coming out of it. And yesterday, some people went over there, and they all beating on drums and threw a girl in there.
Okay, we'll have a crew over to pave it right over for you.
Yeah, it's right on Mondo Drive there.
Yeah, all right, we'll be right over.
Okay,
thank you.
Bye.
To be helping people. Hope they remember who helped them next time. Just 4 years later. 4 years later. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline.
Yes, sir. I'd like to report a huge mammoth pothole down here at 195th Street and Avenue Double Z.
We don't have an Avenue Double Z in
You sure don't know anymore. I'll tell you, it's gone. There's several homes have disappeared into it at this point.
There are homes down there, you say, with
families
in them?
There are homes, and one of them has a heliport. It's real strange.
Families in those homes, you say?
There may be families. I have heard screaming, but I didn't want to get involved. I just thought I'd call you. You're not tracing this call, are you?
Scratch the pothole crew. We'll have an annexation crew out there right away, sir.
Thank you very much.
That's right. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
Yes, sir. I'd like to make a complaint.
Okay, where's your pothole?
Well, I called you yesterday about a pothole down here on Cinerama Boulevard.
Right.
And your crew, they were very nice. They came right out and they filled it in, but you see, my car was in it.
Okay, sir. We'll have a crew over there to fill it in for you right away.
No, it's been filled in. You don't understand. My car was in it, and then they filled it in, and the Bugatti's at the bottom of the pothole covered with temporary fix.
We're anxious to fill in those potholes. Sir, Cinerama Drive, say, we'll have a crew over right away to fill in
the pothole. No, wait a minute. My car is under it. It's buried. I need to get my car.
We're doing our best. We're doing our best, sir. We have a lot of potholes, and we're trying to get to them right away. We'll get a crew out there to pave that in just as soon as we can. Okay. Sir, we got another call coming in, sir. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline.
Yeah, I want you to come over here to Vase Avenue. My neighbor, he's a real chuckle. I want him filled in. Just get him.
Okay. Sir, where did you say? Vase Avenue. Vase. That sounds familiar. Vase Avenue. That's in Carter Lake, isn't it? I'm quite sure. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
Yeah, could you play Pac-Man Fever?
Could
you play Pac-Man Fever?
Al, I wish you'd stop bothering me like this. I mean, the election was...
When are you going to play Pac-Man Fever?
Look, I didn't ask Space Commander Wack to get into the race.
Can you
I'm
play
sorry
Pac-Man
to cost you all those... Al, come on. Let's
play
cool
Pac-Man
it, okay?
Fever?
You promised to cooperate with this administration.
Could you please play Pac-Man Fever?
Al, go away, okay? Boy, oh boy, some people... Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
Is this Mayor Mike?
This, This is Mayor Mike. It's Pothole Hotline.
I voted for you last time. How you doing?
I'm doing real well, sir. Thank you for voting. I'm the mayor now. I won the election.
That's a good idea. This Pothole Hotline, huh?
Because of your vote. Yeah. Where's your
pothole? Just call in and report holes anywhere, huh?
Where's your pothole, sir?
Well, there's really not one out here yet. I was feeling sort of, you know, it's sort of strange.
Okay, we'll have a crew out.
The one in town is talking about potholes, and there ain't none here in the neighborhood.
We'll have a crew out there to fill you in, then, I guess.
Well, I don't know. I'd just like to have a hole out here.
See,
you know?
We don't want anyone to feel left out. We'll have a crew
out
there.
The water's draining nice, and everything looks real pretty. It's just, it's weird.
Any holes in cracks
just
in your basement?
Doesn't seem right.
You have a crack in your basement somewhere? The foundation, anything like that?
No.
Dogs digging, burying bones?
I've got dishes. I mean, I could put them outside and put water in them, but it's just not the same.
Okay, well, have a crew out there to pave over your dishes then.
All
how
right.
How would that be, sir?
Yeah, okay, thank
okay,
you.
Okay, well, appreciate it.
All right.
Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
There's a bomb in the Pothole Hotline building.
Okay, thank you, sir. We'll get on. We'll have a crew over to pave that over right away. Oh boy, it's busy today. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
It's down here. It's down here at Granton Boulevard. It's growing. I can see it out the window, and oh my God, it's gotten Charlie. You've got to get some men over here.
Wish they'd quit having those big promotions down at Crossroads. It's driving people crazy. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's the pothole? You're gonna have to speak up. What planet? Sir, I'm not real. Okay. If you put it that way, then thank you. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's the pothole?
You sound and play Pac-Man Fever.
Al, look.
Would you play Pac-Man Fever?
Al, we just don't have a job
in
the administration
play Fever?
Right now, Al. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline, where's your pothole?
It's a large one here at the intersection of Camel and Hyacinth.
Camel and Hyacinth?
Yes, it's right in the middle there. You can't hardly miss it. There's a burning bus in it.
Sir, that's a radio station promotion. They've informed us about that. Just leave it alone, okay?
That's a radio station burning that bus in there?
Yeah, that's right. They're trying to attract listeners. So,
okay.
We'll just leave that go for now.
All right. Sorry to have bothered you. Thank you, sir.
All right, sir. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
Yeah, I know this is a pothole hotline, but I was wondering, how you've been annexing things, Mayor Mike.
That's right, we're annexing everything.
Yeah, I was wondering, could you de-annex our neighborhood?
Where is your neighborhood, sir?
It's in Omaha.
Okay, well, yeah, we're trying to get rid of Omaha proper. We're aiming to annex everything else, though, so we'll be glad to divest ourselves of your neighborhood.
Oh, good. Okay. Good. Thank you, Mayor Mike.
Sure, anytime. Mayor Mike's Pothole Hotline. Where's your pothole?
This is Mayor Mike?
Yeah, this is Mayor Mike. What do you want?
I just wanted to say I think you're one of the funniest mayors we've ever had.
Do you realize how many phone calls I get here every day?
You know, I just wanted to say that as a mayor, you're probably one of the funniest men I've ever
all
seen in my whole life.
Cranky jerks.
Good morning and thank you. This is Grecian Riska, and I'm covering the controversy concerning the Fort Hemophilia Fighting Bleeders cheerleaders here at Tsar Alexander Gymnasium here on the campus of Fort Hemophilia Community College. As you know, they've been forbidden from ever forming pyramids again due to the danger, but they have said that they will reveal their new stunt here today. And here they come now. We can, yes, here they're getting ready. There they are. Oh, my goodness. This is amazing. They're blindfolding themselves. What a stunt. It's not a pyramid. What are they doing? They have some props, some other, some ROTC cadets have come in. Gee, that seemed much more dangerous than a pyramid. Not sure exactly what happened. Well, there's one still. No, he's going to fall down now, and back to you, Otis and Dan.
Hi, my name's Ernie Dodgem, and I'm standing here at the corner of 18th and Barnum. You know those people in Lincoln just knocked down a real big building? They think they're hot stuff, but I say Omaha's still number one, and the government's not going to do anything about it. We got bigger buildings here. I say let's have the people knock them down, so that's what we're going to do. There's this big building here. We're not going to just write to the public pulse about it. No, sir, we formed a citizens committee to knock down buildings, and we're taking it into our own hands or whatever, and look at this. It's real tall. It's a big white building. It says Woodman. I think at the top, I looked, as I look up here, I don't see anybody in the windows, so I'm just going to assume that it's all clear. And the traffic just went away.
Yeah, this is only a minute of traffic.
Hi, this is Ernie Gumbo down here at the corner of 18th and Farnham. You know, I've been reading the paper about how they're knocking down buildings in Lincoln. Well, they think they're hot stuff there, but I say Omaha is still number one. Yes, I belong to the Omaha Citizens Committee to knock down big buildings. We got some real big buildings here in Omaha, like I'm looking up right now. There's this one. It's big, and it's white, and it says Woodmer or something. And, you know, I looked in all the windows, don't see anybody there, so I assume that it's clear. We're not just writing to the public pulse. Oh, no, 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 no. We're taking things into our own hands. Okay, we're ready. We're going to knock down this building now. Get ready. 3, 2, 1, whammo! Some sort of traffic problem. Real dusty around here, but boy, that building's gone. Hey, officer.
You got no civic pride? Where's your civic pride, officer? Look!
Here goes Crossroads, take one. Well, good morning. This is Himling Gerbil, and I'm standing on West Dodge Road. I'm a member of the Omaha Let's Knock Down Big Buildings so that we can knock down more big buildings in Lincoln Society. As you know, we've destroyed the Woodman Tower. This time we're setting our sights, well, a little lower, really, although it is a large building. It's the West Roads. Yes, it's over there to the left, as you can see, but we're not going to blow it up from inside. For some reason, the owners were a little bit reticent about that idea. No civic pride at all. So we've had to hire some people who, well, they have an Air Force. Ah, you can hear the warnings are going out now. It is, of course, the Country Club Bombardiers Society from the Country Club area, a little angry about being annexed. They've agreed to bomb the West Roads for us today. And, well, they should be coming in any second. Oh, there, you can see him off. Yeah. See him over there just coming in over the Regency Lake. Boy, this is going to be a low run here. There they go. Oh, it's just gorgeous. Just gorgeous. Oh, and I can see here come the Regency Freedom Fighters now, fighting for freedom. It's a ground attack. Boy, this is much more fun than just blowing up an old hotel. And there's Himling Gerbil back to control at C-92. Oh, watch it, guys. I'm media. No, watch it.
Here goes Lincoln, take 4,900. Here goes Lincoln. Where are those men out here? Hello, this is Himmling Gerbil again. As you know, we've been trying to keep pace with Lincoln. Yes, get those men back there, behind the bunker. We've been trying to keep up with Lincoln, destroying buildings. We've destroyed Woodman Tower. We've destroyed, the West Roads with a bombing raid. And we decided, let's go to the source of this. Let's just get Lincoln. Okay? Sounds good to me. 3, 2, ready on the missile. 1, blast off. Go, baby, go. Looks like a good flight. Should be about 30 seconds. We'll get back to you with the results.